and special guest time, and I'm reserving extra time for my new friend, Melissa. And we're talking a kid's cook-off, and I want you to brand it right now, Melissa. Welcome. So good to meet you and just hang out with you and talk a little music before we got started.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
An honor.
You bet. Honor's mine. Well, we've got something cool coming up, and I want you to give us who's behind this thing, first of all.
Yeah.
I know you are, but you represent.
I am with Partnerships in Community Living. We are a local nonprofit. We support adults and children with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Okay. And you're working a niche. You're trying to bring folks up that just need that one step, and then they're all the way there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love what you're going to do right now. Kids Cook-Off, where's the inspiration for this coming from?
So we have worked with the fairgrounds for various activities throughout the years. And last year, the fabulous folks at the fairgrounds said, hey, you want to do something for us? That is our Kids Cook-Off.
I love it.
And we said, heck yes, let's do it. And so this year is our second year doing it.
Ta-da.
And it's going to be a blast this year.
I know it. Tradition is forming.
It is. It is. And we're ready to do it until the end of time.
Yeah, I like it.
So let me tell you a little bit about
Please.
It. Yeah. So the idea is, you know, kind of envision Top Chef meets Chopped meets Master Chef Junior.
Okay. All of those.
We got a team that we're forming, and on that team, we're going to have a kiddo somewhere between, you know, elementary school age. So like fifth grade down to kindergarten.
Wow.
And then with them, we need one adult, someone over 18.
Right.
And they're going to form a super team. And what we do is on the day of, they have 60 minutes to create some awesome wild dish using a very special ingredient, zucchini.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has it in their garden right now. Probably more than enough in their garden right now. They have to create a really yummy dish using just an air fryer.
Okay. So a tool is part of it.
A tool is part
and
of
the
it.
Air fryer in just this last probably about 10 years when it really has taken off.
Yeah. Everybody seems to have one and everybody knows how to use it.
I do not.
I have a 14-year-old. He is a master at the air fryer.
They seem to.
They sure do.
Now, there is one in my kitchen. It doesn't belong to me.
That's fair.
But I have liked everything that has come out of it.
How's Absolutely.
That? Am I working it right? If you don't use it yourself, have somebody that does.
That is exactly how you do it. My son makes me a lot of good stuff out of it.
I like your act.
Yeah. So the twist is we provide the teams a basket of secret ingredients.
Okay.
They won't know until we start the contest.
Right.
And that secret ingredient could be anywhere from marshmallows to hot sauce to, I don't know, maybe gummy worms. And they have to incorporate a couple of these secret ingredients into their dish that they're making.
This is already too much fun.
It's hilarious. Last year, we had some really creative, really fun ingredients. The judges were super impressed.
Yeah.
This year, we're super excited.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So this is going on when?
This is on the Saturday of the fair, so that's August 2nd.
Okay.
It's between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., and it's usually we have it over by the commercial kitchen in the Evergreen Pavilion at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
And if there are any teams out there going, hey, this sounds like the right thing for us, all you got to do is go to the fair website and look for the Kids Cooking Contest. And the sign-up's going to be right there on the website.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. This is a great event. I am glad you all came up with it, and now it will be building from here.
Oh, we hope so.
Pretty soon, look out.
I'm
serious. You're going to do a generation.
Who knows? So, but, you know.
And, of course, at the end of it is we're bringing a generation up.
We're trying to get kiddos to really appreciate home cooking and all the bounty that our local fair has to offer.
That's a fact. I'm loving it. Now, if you're always looking for people to get involved with your endeavor.
Yeah.
All right. And how can people get involved in this? This is one way right now where we just put the word out. But
also, so you are more than welcome to go to our company website. That's PCLPartnership.com. org, O-R-G. You're also welcome to call our office and ask for me. I'm Melissa, and you can call us at 541-955-5186 and hear about all the cool opportunities we have.
955-5186, 955-5186, 955-5186. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Melissa, what a delight. I'm looking forward to it. Now, are we raising some funds here and there?
So our organization is always looking for private donations. Mm-hmm. If you go to, again, go to our website, you will see a lot of info about how your donations help people live their lives the way that they choose. And I'm sure the fairgrounds is always looking for donations when it comes to putting on things like the fair. And I'm sure you can find their information on the fair website as well.
You know what that's called, Melissa?
What's that?
Cross promotion.
Absolutely.
You really did some good cross promotion there. You also talk pretty good behind somebody's back too. So these are all good. These are all good things that we do together here. Proud to be a part of it too. It's the right kind of community chatter.
It sure
and
is.
I'm proud to know more about what you do, and you can bet I'll be talking about it behind your back.
Behind my back.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm loving what you're doing.
Super grateful for
Let's
you.
Let's give them one more time. Is this coming next Saturday, Saturday after?
Yep, okay. August 2nd.
And we will be present. Our radio stations will all be present there, and we will definitely be directing folks to that event as well.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to seeing who comes out, too.
We'll have some good teams. Yeah. We had great ones last year. We'll have good ones this year.
Here's the second part of our visit.
Mm-hmm.
Back after. Okay?
Yep.
Let's do a back after and really reprise what happened.
Absolutely.
And the specs of those dishes and everything that went on. And, of course, have plenty of pictures because, of course, we show pictures on the radio all
Absolutely.
The time. We'll tell everybody how to view them on our website.
Perfect.
We want to make sure we have some of those. So
great.
Thanks for the visit this morning, Melissa.
Absolutely. We're grateful.
I'll be catching you out there.
Absolutely.
On the day of. You've got it. You will be talking a little bit more about that. You can bet on it right here on your hometown radio station, KJO. We love being homies.
My name is Ariel. I moved.